We got a special guest on the Outdoor Show today, Dave Corpy from Hilltop RV Superstore in Ishpeming. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Adam. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. A little bit of bittersweet time to talk to you. You know, usually this means winterizing is coming around for those that have campers and fifth wheels and travel trailers. And you guys have taken such great care of me over the years. You really know what you're doing there. And I wanted to get the word out about this winterizing clinic or workshop that you do every year. And this year, it sounds like you're going to do it a little bit different because of the social distancing. So tell us when it is and what it's all about.
Yeah, we're doing it this Saturday, Adam. And the different part is we normally have three different sessions. This year, we're going to do four different sessions. The sessions will be at 9:30, 11, 1, and 2:30. Just so people can space out a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah, makes total sense. And so, that's this coming Saturday?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, of course we'll have great weather, sun will be shining. So we'll have the campers open outside. People, you know, mingle through the campers outside. And more importantly, you know, we're going to have our most senior technician here doing the clinics, explaining how winterization goes, giving tips and shortcuts and stuff on how to do it yourself. And there's a lot of special prices on, you know, the antifreeze and related products that help you winterize your camper.
Yeah, that's one thing I will say is you don't think you're going to save a bunch of money by going to some big box store to buy your antifreeze, for instance. You guys are just as competitive with that stuff from my experience.
Oh, absolutely. We have it on sale. Always have a great price for that winterizing seminar. And you know what? You're right, Adam. It's bittersweet because the fall is some of the best time of year to be out camping with the colors that we have up here in the Upper Peninsula. You know what I mean?
Oh, I cannot agree with you more on that point. I don't try to winterize my fifth wheel until late October at the earliest, usually into November, because you throw a coat on and build a fire. You know, it's beautiful to be in the UP in the fall.
Absolutely. And also, you don't have to fight the bugs, right?
Right. Get out,
do great little colors.
Do a little cast and blast some days. Sometimes just chill out in the woods, you know, or on a lake or on a river. I'm a big fan of fall camping. So as much as I hope people come to your winterizing workshop this Saturday, I'm going to encourage people to just go there and learn and then do it themselves later on.
Absolutely. Great thing to be able to do because, look, just like you, a lot of people go into November camping. You know, of course, up here, the weather changes so quick, and you got to winterize. You know how to do it yourself, and you can do it quick.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to get back with you and talk about that a little bit more, because it's probably a good idea to be educated on campers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, and what is better for a colder season camping. Or if folks are going to be snowbirds and go south with a fifth wheel, for instance. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that in our next Outdoor Report, if you can give us a little more time.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Adam, anytime.
Dave Corpy from Hilltop RV Superstore in Ishpeming. Stay tuned, and we'll get into this and more in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.